September sky, watching as clouds went by. We confessed everything to each other. Standing next to you.
Hey everybody, welcome to Adventure Retired, the podcast where retired people share what they're doing in their retirement to help inspire you to live your best retired life. We are Kurt and Cindy Liljedahl, your hosts. And today we're going to talk to a lady named Marie.
Yeah, she's going to talk to us about yoga.
Yeah, and living your best retired life.
Right, and getting your mind and your body ready for retirement. And yeah, I'm excited because I don't do yoga. I do what I call wallowing, where I roll around on the floor and stretch out my back and everything. So I don't know. Maybe she's got some good hints for me.
Yeah. But first, a life lesson from Kurt's book, Fix the Problem and Other Life Lessons from a Pragmatic Dad.
Yeah. This one is make your bed every day in the morning. Must be a good thing because my wife and my mother both do it.
That's right.
I confess I'm not a bed maker. I think of it as a wasted time because you're just going to get in the same bed. But there's been a lot of studies showing that making your bed helps you get your day going right because you've done one thing right and now you can keep going.
I totally believe that. I like to see a bed made because it just starts your day the right way.
And I believe it, but I'm not going to do it.
I know you don't. Whenever I'm gone, not made.
Yeah, it's made. All right, let's get on to the show.
Today, we're joined by Marie Sennett. Hello, Marie.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Oh, well, thank you. Really happy that you're here.
I'm Kurt.
Hi,
yeah.
Kurt.
Yeah. His name fits him well. So
yeah, right. Hey.
I know. We're just so happy that we got to meet you kind of through Facebook again. But you have a great retirement journey. And we thought, man, that's just going to fit in perfect with what we talk about. But we always start with how long have you been retired and what did you retire from? So would you give us some background?
Sure. So I spent 33 years working as a civil rights attorney.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I've worked with folks who were incarcerated and as a criminal defense attorney in the public defender's office.
Okay.
And I walked away from that as of last year.
Oh, wow.
I'm teaching part-time and I'm doing my yoga business.
That is great. And thank you because, you know, your career is a noble one. And I'm just, you know,
like
people.
Teaching was for us. Yeah.
Yeah. You're helping people and that is wonderful. And what a career to retire from.
I think lawyers get paid a lot more than us teachers did, though. So.
Yeah. Unfortunately, with nonprofit law, it wasn't too much more.
But oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. But you guys should have been paid double what I was getting. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Future.
Yeah. Okay. You've gotten into helping people, preparing people for retirement by setting their mind and their body straight. And we've always told people that, you know, the one thing that comes up with people, what do I need to retire? Well, money is always the first thing. And yeah, that's obvious. But if you don't have your health, we think your health is very important too.
I think it's even more important than the money because, you know, you can work part-time or, you know, a side gig.
And a lot of people do. Yeah. But So what are you doing? I guess we start out yoga-wise.
Yeah. Tell us about yoga influence that for you.
Okay. So when I was working as a civil rights attorney and I was working 60-hour weeks, my husband and I had been planning our retirement forever. I started as a social worker, actually working with nursing home residents, and learned a lot about regret at the age of 22. And I kept in mind that I needed to plan for a happy and healthy retirement. And so we have been doing that for years.
Good.
And Thanks. But he looked at me one day because you're not taking care of yourself. And if you don't start taking care of yourself, our happy plans for retirement are going to be doctor's appointments.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I started yoga in 1997 and I pulled my mat back out and I did just 15 minutes of yoga and 5 minutes of meditation a day and started building my strength and my flexibility. And my mind was more focused. I slept better. And I was like, wow, I want to do this for other people.
Okay.
So that's what got me started in the idea.
Wow. I can see, you know, Kurt always tells about his wallowing, he calls his stretching.
I kind of roll around on the ground, and I wanted to ask you that. I guess I don't meditate because I think my mind is not focused enough, but I do roll around on the ground, and I have one of those tube that I use on my back. What's the difference between, I guess, a good stretch and a good yoga?
Well, a good stretch is going to be more limited, where a good yoga is going to be building strength, taking on osteoporosis, keeping bone strength, keeping muscle strength, where rolling is stretching, and stretching is good. Stretching is super important. I can talk. but the yoga takes it to the next level. It gives you, it's going to also give you balance. And as we get older, we need to make sure we keep that balance.
Oh, that's for sure. We interviewed a lady a couple of weeks ago, and she's talking about, you know, strength training and how important that is. And I know yoga does that. And I know I need to do what I preach, but I don't. So maybe this will inspire me.
It's simple. You don't have to do a lot of it, and you can be as stiff as a board and get a benefit from yoga. You don't have to be those skinny girls on the magazines that are all flexible and bendy. It's just a matter of getting on your mat and doing your best, and you're going to get a benefit. It's kind of cool.
You're right, because I know I've incorporated a little more strength training in, because I've always said, you know, your abs right there in the middle, your core, is very important as far as getting older and your balance and stuff like that. But when I work on my core, but then my back gets sore. And so I guess I got to incorporate something for my back too.
And that's the other beauty of yoga, because we look at the core as both the abs and the back, because it is one complete unit in terms of getting that balance.
Yeah.
So there's always stretching and strengthening of the back as well as those abs.
How did, like, you said you had done yoga before. Did you take a class, or what did you do? How did you start?
So I actually took my first class in 1997. A neighbor said to me, I want to try yoga. I was like, oh my God, I have been wanting to try it for years. And we walked in and we did hatha yoga, which was a lot of great stretching and poses that you held for a while. And then we had this relaxation afterward. And it was the first time my brain ever shut down.
Oh, really?
Like, you were talking about your busy brain. I was a lawyer. My brain never shut down. It actually shut down. I was like, wow. I was hooked.
Did that kind of scare you, though?
I mean, no, because I felt so good and I felt so focused when I got done. It was
really?
It was like a gift. It was great.
Huh. No, you're taking it to a whole nother level that I'm not even close to.
So okay, I have to ask. So how, like, you're doing yoga and then the mindfulness, how do you get yourself to do that mindfulness? That where you can block out everything?
Well, you never block out anything. That's the thing that yogis are terrible at. We make people think you have to have a blank mind.
Yogis.
And, you know, like you're sitting in a cave and, you know, for 30 years. That never happens. I've always told people that when you want to do meditation or mindfulness, your brain is going to have things come in. And then the thing you want to do is just let your brain finish the thought, because if you try and stop it, that's even worse.
Right.
And bring your attention back. So I always recommend people do a meditation that has either a guided meditation of somebody talking you through a story, or a relaxation in terms of your body. So one of my favorite meditations is the 61 points meditation, where you literally go through the major points of your body and relax.
And there's 61 of them?
Yep, there's 61 of them.
Oh,
who knew, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay. Because I remember a time in school when I was teaching where, you know, they were telling us to do some of this mindfulness to help with student behavior, you know, trying to.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a really cool thing. And it was one of those things where, you know, it was kind of on the edge and people were like, well, you can't do that around kids. You'll give them the wrong. But I really thought, you know, it's smart when you can just kind of relax and let those, let those good thoughts in and just be able to relax.
Yeah. And when I was doing my student teaching for yoga, I was working with the Boys and Girls Club. And so we were doing yoga and a little bit of mindfulness. And the other thing that was great for kids and for any of us really is they don't have a lot of times words for the emotions they're feeling. And this helps them take on the emotions without needing the words.
Okay.
So how often do you do yoga as a you know, now that you're retired? Do you do it daily?
Every day. And if I can't get to it because, you know, life gets crazy, you know, then I at least roll out my mat and step on my mat and raise my arms up and go, yay, so that I have a celebration. And that keeps the habit going.
Oh, yeah, that's what when I do my rolling around and stretching, I'll do that for a while. You know, my back will hurt, so I'll do it for a while and work all the parts. And then I start feeling good, and then I notice I don't do it because I'm feeling good. And then all of a sudden your back hurts, so you got to get back into it. If I would just sit down and do it, I think it would help.
Yeah, a little bit every day. And it doesn't have to be a lot. You know, you can do 15 minutes. You can even do 5 minutes and get a benefit.
Does your husband do it with you, or do you do them at separate times? Or
he and I do yoga together. We try to get it in once a week. Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. But he's one of my students.
Well, that's
he gets a private yoga class.
Oh, no. Oh, we don't want to go there. We're not that kind of podcast.
It's all PG. It's all
okay,
PG.
Okay. Just checking. Well, I've heard of that hot yoga.
Yeah, there's a lot of different types of yoga, you know. I mean, like, I do have a friend that does the hot yoga, and she's just, you know, she comes out, she's just completely sweated through, you know, and it's like, wow. And then I have another friend that after she recovered from breast cancer, during her breast cancer, I mean, yoga was what really helped her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it just really kept her focused on her recovery.
I'm sorry. So this is like a retirement, your retirement gig, because it seems like we all do something after retirement. But you're doing a yoga thing now for people?
Yeah. So I have a signature program that runs for 3 months. And what I do is I sit down with folks and we go over what they want to do with their retirement. And I help them dream and I help them dream big because, you know, as you said before, it's not just finances. I want to do a holistic approach. Okay. So we look at, where do you want to live? How big a place do you want to live? How close do you want to be to family? Because they're going to make you run errands. Do you want to travel? How do you want to travel? What has been your secret desire that you always wanted to accomplish? How are you going to keep your brain stimulated? What are you going to do in terms of you know, your health? And we draft a retirement plan. We do a budget, and then I've got financial planners who are working with me so that I can let them take care of that because I don't know that stuff.
Right.
And I've got a nutritionist. Nutrition counselor who's working with me also. And then I create individualized yoga and meditation programs, and we do one-on-one coaching. So there's individualized coaching sessions throughout 3 months, and then different yoga that's designed specifically for your body and your needs and your goals. And then there's also yoga that's on demand and a few other extra things like weekly health tips and weekly financial planning tips.
Okay.
Do you do this like those types of things like through a website or like a Facebook page, or do you do it like calling and texting, and how do you do that?
I've been doing it online. Okay. The thing that's great about my training at the Himalayan Institute is it's very verbal in terms of cues. And so I can get you into the proper pose in the proper way without being in the same room, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Then do you, I got to ask, do you charge the people for this, I'm assuming?
Yeah, for the 3 month program, it's a very intensive program. So yeah, there's a fee for that.
Okay.
And I also teach an online yoga class Mondays at 6:30 Eastern time.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Are yoga rates similar to lawyer rates or?
No.
Okay. They're more like teacher rates then. Huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. I just had to. And do you get like couples doing this or just a lady or just a guy or?
For the signature program, so far it's been just one person, but it could easily be a couple. It would work very well. And in fact, one of the things that I always talk about when I'm working with folks on retirement is like, or your significant other about what they want.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because sometimes they want something different, and then you got to figure out how to make that work. So it'd be actually an ideal thing for a couple to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. It would be help you plan together like you should. I mean, you should be talking about things, but.
And way before retirement happens.
Oh, yeah. Retirement happens.
Yeah, well, I'm actually trying to catch people while they're still working so that they can get their bodies in shape so they can just hit the ground running when they are in retirement. But some folks find me when they're retired already, which is fine.
It's, yeah.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
With your the business part, when you're talking to these people about retirement, what do you see is the biggest problem that they have? with retirement?
Making sure that they have a purpose in life. You know, so much of our identity is tied to our work.
Right.
You know, I think one of your guests, the gentleman who went to the South Pole was talking about retirement shock. And I think a lot of people, you know, don't really understand that you really kind of have an idea of what you want to do to feel that purpose in life and have that sketched out, you know, volunteering. There's tons and tons of websites where you can like sign up to volunteer and try things. And the great thing about volunteering is if you try it and you don't like it, you just leave.
Isn't that the truth? Right.
That's honestly one of the things we moved to a very remote part of Iowa. And I don't mind volunteering, but like the opportunities I've had to do it, they peter out somehow. But I need to just keep looking. I was talking to a buddy this morning and I said, if you ever need help with cleaning up the park and stuff like that they do, I said, give me a call. I'm looking for things still, you know?
Yeah. And if you pop into the local schools, even though you've had that experience, there's probably some teachers got some great volunteer projects.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He has that already.
Yeah, I do that already with the girl.
But, you know, it's one of those things, though. Sometimes you don't realize what you are capable of doing until you try it, you know, in terms of, like, volunteering. I never, you know, there's a lot of things I'm thinking, would I be able to even do that? But, you know, until you try it, you don't know.
Right. Exactly. And then another thing, too, is to try new skills, you know. Learn a new language. Like one of the things that's on my list is I'm going to be starting fiddle lessons this summer because I decided I was going to wait till I was retired to do that because my ears wouldn't hurt so much, right?
Well, I'm thinking of your husband here. So.
He's playing the ukulele, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. No, those are good things to pick up.
Yeah, they are.
Do your Duolingo for your Spanish, you know.
Yeah, we're trying to do that. We have a friend that's doing like three languages right now in his retirement, and I'm like, wow. And he's like, well, yeah, they're planning to go to Europe, and he wants to know German, French, and what was the other? Spanish, I think it was. Three of them.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow, you know, that's so cool. Yeah. All right, so getting back to yoga, what is your – do you have a favorite yoga pose?
I do. I do have a it's dancer's pose. It's dancer's. A pose that's so it's what I like about it is it's stretching a lot of things. It's strengthening your back, it's opening up your chest. You basically are standing on one leg. You're reaching back with your hand and grabbing your foot on the other side and then kind of making a nice arch.
Okay.
And lifting the other arm up over your head like a ballet dancer. So it's just really pretty and really good about getting all the muscles.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I can do that with one arm, one of my legs. I can't do it with my bad leg, though. It just doesn't go up that high.
Yeah. You can always get a strap or a belt and put it around your ankle so you can do it.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's the other thing that's nice about yoga. There's different props you can use to make it extremely accessible for everybody.
Yeah.
We have one of those bricks that I use to help roll around, and that's helpful just to keep my balance on certain things.
Definitely, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, have you had anybody going through your program? And unfortunately, one of the realistic things about retirement is we're in our older part of our years, and things happen, whether they're heart attacks, cancer, stuff like that. Have you had anybody going through your program that all of a sudden just this happened and it just ruined everything? Or
actually, I haven't had anybody go through the program that's done that. I've had members of my class have those problems.
Okay.
And then working with them. So one of my students had breast cancer and it was like, okay, let's look at what yoga you need to help cure. You know, I had another person who did have some heart issues. It's like, okay, how do we modify this so that you can do it? Because that's the other thing that's nice about yoga. There's a million and different variations. So you can still continue to take care of yourself and get the stretching and strength building that you need.
Okay. Yeah. And I like how you're incorporating the mind and the body.
Yeah, I think that's really, like I said, my friend that had breast cancer, she's the first person that ever got me involved in yoga, and that was years ago, and we would go to the park, and man, I was like, this is hard work. This is not what I thought it was.
Yeah, and the Hatha yoga, which is H-A-T-H-A that I do, is, like I said, you get into a pose, and you stay in it for a bit, like somewhere between 3 and 8 breaths, so that your body can relax into it and get the most from the pose. And you'd be surprised how much of a workout that is.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. So there are different types of classes. And yoga is just not yoga. There's different, different kinds of yoga.
Yep, there is Hatha, there is Ashtanga, there is Kundalini. there's a whole bunch. There's at least 8 of them.
And are they different poses totally, or do they all have the downward dog? They all have a variation off of it. Listen to me, I sound like I know what I'm talking about.
You do. It's great. You do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They all have basic poses that you use, and you just do them differently. Like a yin yoga class, you get into one pose and you stay in it for 1 to 3 minutes, and you're just sinking into the pose, and your body's really getting one heck of a stretch. You know, the same pose in Hatha is for 3 to 8 breaths, and you move on to the next one. If you're doing flow yoga, that's the one that's the fast paced, or Vyanasa is what it's really called. And so you just keep moving from spot to spot and pausing just a little bit with a downward facing dog in between sections so you can get your breath.
Oh, wow.
Do you do anything other than yoga to stay in shape?
I do some walking too, because I want to make sure that you can get cardio easily with yoga, but I like walking too. And being in nature is kind of a self-care thing for me.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Just talking to you though, I can tell that when I do my stretching in the morning, I'm going to try and be more mindful of different, but I think I'm getting the different parts of my body, but I need to hold them longer, because I usually do it for a count of 30 seconds in my head. And I need to, you're talking up to 3 minutes and something. And yeah, I can see where that would turn into a workout pretty good.
Yeah, if you're doing the yin, that's good. And what ends up happening with holding a pose like that is there's a reflex in our muscles that when you first get into a pose, it's like, oh, I don't know about this. And then it becomes, oh, wait, this is good. I like it. And you can actually get into the pose even more. Your body relaxes and is like, yeah, this is what we need.
Okay. And are you finding your students, I should say, your senseis or whatever it is, are they all different shapes and sizes and different ages?
Different shapes, different sizes, different ages, different levels of flexibility, different levels of being able to bend and stretch. Yeah, all over the place. It's great.
Okay.
And the mindfulness part, have you seen a big increase in terms of how positive they feel about retirement after they've been with you?
They are psyched about retirement after working with me. It's nice because they're focused. They've got a plan. They're ready to go. I mean, the program I call is your blueprint for your healthy, exciting, and fulfilling retirement. And we talk about a joyfulness plan, and people are really excited about it.
Yeah. That's cool.
I think that is a big worry for a lot of people that we've interviewed. We've always had that kind of a undertone where it's kind of scary. What are we going to do? Am I going to feel like I'm needed or I have a purpose after I quit working? I mean, I've been so busy and I've been so important, and now boom, I'm done.
Yeah. And the mindfulness actually is really good for taking that on too, because it helps you have decreased stress, decreased worry. You can be more focused. You can be more present in the moment. I think my favorite gift of doing the mindfulness piece is that you are in a moment and you're living it. You're enjoying it. You're not worrying and thinking about something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It would probably take me working with somebody like you to get, I don't see my mind going to those places because my mind goes everywhere.
He's very ADHD.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, well, Kurt, my mind still goes all over the place when I'm doing meditation. I've been doing it since 1997. So
okay, well,
it's
that's
okay.
Good.
You can still get the benefit even if you're not totally there the whole time.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think just being able to slow down. I think there's a lot of people that get to the retirement stage that end up having anxiety and depression because they don't have that mindfulness. It's a whole new ball game.
Then you have too much time on your hands.
Right.
You think about
things that you could have changed or you wish you would have done different.
Right.
And that's why it's neat to catch people with this program before they actually get into the retirement, because they're ready to go. But you know, they also can regroup and restart. That's the cool thing about retirement. You know, it's I like to think of it as rejuvenation restart, because you know, you're not stuck. You can just pick up and go, okay, this isn't working. Let me try something else.
Right. Oh yeah. No, that's been really good for us.
Well, what we've loved is, you know, doing this podcast is hearing about everybody else's journey and thinking, oh, that would work for us too, you know, and oh, that would work for us. And no way do I want to do that.
Right. Yeah, there's a couple, oh, heck knows, but. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's important. So what has been your favorite part of this retirement journey that you're doing?
Having the freedom to do what I want when I want.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's like when you're stuck in a courtroom, that doesn't happen.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure that's a very structured, and one person's in charge, it basically seems like.
Is your husband retired yet, too?
Nope. He's working as a management and leadership consultant.
Okay, so like just picking up and traveling, it's not as easy when you have one partner still working. Like for us, we just look at each other and say, okay, let's go somewhere. You know, it's easy to do that, but that will come.
Well, he's online, so we can pick up and go anywhere.
That is wonderful.
That is nice.
Yeah. That is great. Yeah. Anything else that you can tell us about your yoga and your meditation?
Well, I mean,
mindfulness. Tell us about your product. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you did ask how to get in touch with me. So the best way to do that is through Facebook. And so if you go to Marie Marie Sennett Sennett Yoga on Facebook, all one word, then you can find me and message me. And that's the easiest way to get in touch with me. I don't have a website. That will be coming, but I don't have one now.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I think that you should be busy. I mean, I think people need that type of a service. So I think that's a wonderful thing that you're doing.
Yeah. And I also have a questionnaire that you can look at or evaluation that I call 5 things to think about before you retire, to kind of just start thinking about what it is you need to think about.
Okay. Yeah. What are some of the questions on that questionnaire there, if you don't mind?
Well, things like, you know, where do you want to live?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. How big a space do you want?
There was a program just in our little local library that's coming up, and it's called What to Do with Grandma's Favorite Yellow Pot. And it's basically, you know, okay, you've inherited all your grandma's and your mother's and your mother-in-law's things. What do you do with all of this stuff? And, you know, that's where the retirement, you know, at our age, we didn't even think about when we started to retire about our elderly parents, because we both have moms that are alive, you know, wow, there's a lot to think about when you retire. Your life is a totally different.
Yeah. And it's not totally your own either. You still have commitments to your kids, to your parents and like that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. We usually wrap these up by saying, you betcha and a hell no. The you betcha is the best part of what you've been doing, or a funny story or something?
Yeah, I think it comes down to doing what I want when I want, because it's so freeing and so amazing.
Okay. And getting paid for it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of a win-win. You're getting freed, you're getting paid for it, and you're getting in shape.
And you're helping others.
And you're helping others.
A huge correlation
benefit
with how you
that.
Feel when you can, you know, help somebody else.
Yeah,
know?
That's true.
That just makes you feel so much better.
It is. It is one of the best things in life.
And do you got a hell no as far as what happens?
I haven't had any yet. I'm still waiting for those.
Okay.
Well, that's
so
good.
I'm lucky.
That guy, that person who falls on you while you're doing yoga or something.
I was thinking about you or somebody that farts when they're doing yoga.
Oh, yeah. That's the fun part about yoga. Since it focuses on digestion, it just loosens everything up.
I know, right?
I apologize for her. I can't believe she went there.
Oh, I do. Yeah, that's just part of aging, too.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh,
but it's good. You know, it's got to go somewhere. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, listen, we really enjoyed talking to you today.
Yeah, thank you.
It was great talking with you guys.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back into that yoga. I need to do that. I have the cards. I have the mat. I have everything. My neighbor and I challenge each other, and she does it. I just give her a thumbs up. I need to. I'm like, oh, you're doing good.
One of the best things you can do for yourself. Get back into it for sure.
Yeah, it is. Well, thank you, Marie. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Well, good. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, that wraps up another adventure.
Yeah, one that you feel good afterwards. You stretched out and everything.
You feel real loose, right?
So, I don't know. Oh, I mean, in front of the worldwide audience, are you going to get back into it, or was this just a bunch of lip service here?
I need to. When I go down to the wellness center, I always do yoga. I just need to do that more often.
You got it right here.
And
in
I have it
upstairs.
Out here. And, you know, I have a neighbor that's always pushing me, which is great.
You got a husband that pushes you, but that's called nagging.
That's so. Right. But, you know, Marie, I loved how she talked about not just the yoga, but the mindfulness. That's where, you know, I see myself sometimes struggling is like when I get in bed at night and you worry about everything. Oh my gosh, it's just, there's so much worry.
Right. And even in retirement.
Yes. And I have to just tell myself,
Give it to God.
Well, I always tell myself first, all right, what is it that you're worried about? All right, can you do anything about it? No, give it to God, go to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Because it is just, it can actually get you depressed.
Right, right. You got to have your sleep. That's
and if
for
you
sure.
don't, if you're worrying all night, you don't sleeping. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for joining us. We hope you learned something, whether you want to contact Marie on Facebook
I'll have it on the show notes.
Yeah. It's just one of those things, and I like what she's doing. She's preparing people for retirement. Yeah. So you don't go into retirement and go, holy crap, now what do I do?
Yeah, and if anybody had a stressful career, man, she was you know, on the ball all the time, a civil rights attorney. And, you know, so she knows how to turn it off and get ready for retirement.
Yeah, she does. She does. But thank you. We appreciate all the subscribers. We
always look for new people.
Yeah, always looking for guests. We're always looking for guests. If you want to be on here and talk and tell us about your retirement adventure, whatever it is, we don't care. And
It might inspire somebody. It might inspire us.
Yeah.
You know? And we just really love that.
Yeah.
You can always find us at our website.
AdventureRetired.com, or you can email us directly at AdventureRetired@gmail.com. We just found out that in November, we're going to be doing the Iowa State Retirement Symposium. We're going to be presenting there.
Cool.
So,
yes,
like famous.
Yeah, we're stretching our
wings.
Yeah, stretching our audience.
Audience,
you know? It's like wow.
Yeah,
but you know, we have a Facebook page.
Yep.
And we have show notes, so we try to do it all, and we just really enjoy talking to people.
Yeah, this is one of our purposes. We want to help you guys in your retirement. So, thank you for joining us. Please subscribe. Tell your friends about us. I love you, Cindy.
I love you more. And that's the kids and loved you.